This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Children's book author Mae Justice was born in Del Rio, Tennessee in 1898. She was one of 10 children, and her father was a school teacher. Traditional storytelling and major works of literature were prominent elements in the Justice home, where family members made a regular practice of reading books out loud. Following in her father's footsteps, Mae graduated from the University of Tennessee in Knoxville and became a teacher. Justice's first book, titled Gabby Gaffer, was published in 1929. The book introduced many young readers to a peculiar little elfin gentleman whose escapades in the mountain community of Unlucky Village helped teach important life lessons such as kindness and neighborliness. In 1935, her book titled Gappy Gaffer's New Shoes won the Julia Ellsworth Ford Prize, which further established Justice as a much-adored children's author. Justice was teaching at a mission school in a remote area of Lee County, Kentucky, alongside Vera McCampbell, her longtime companion, when they accepted an invitation to teach at a progressive school called the Summerfield School, which later became known as the Highlander Folk School, located in Grundy County, Tennessee. Justice and McCampbell became two of Summerfield's three teachers. In 1939, Justice retired from full-time teaching due to a heart ailment, but continued her work with children, operating a story and song program from her home, maintaining a children's library in her attic, and devoting more time to writing. In her lifetime, Mae Justice wrote a total of 60 books, including children's fiction and poetry. Her books for children typically combine traditional folklore with realistic fictional stories. Her characters mostly spoke in Appalachian dialect, practiced traditional mountain folkways, and often were depicted singing traditional songs. Several of her books also included recipes and descriptions of herbal remedies. Only two of Justice's books for children were set outside Appalachia: New Boy in School, published in 1963, and A New Home for Billy, published in 1966, both dealt with racial desegregation, which became a personal cause for Justice after the bombing of Hattie Cotton School, one of five Nashville schools that had been announced to become the city's first integrated elementary schools. Mae Justice died in 1989 at the age of 91. After her death, the University of Tennessee established the Mae Justice Collection, housing bibliographies of all her books, poems, photographs, letters, and other materials of her personal history, assuring her work will continue to reach and touch as many children as possible for years to come, something Mae Justice would surely appreciate.
Support for the Author's Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.